appreciate all the talent. I appreciate you guys using your talent for the glory of God in the song, in service, just being here in presence. What a blessing to see the men here in this place. I'm just encouraged. Our family's been encouraged already just being here, and praise God. Glory to God for what he's doing here, Fellowship Baptist Church. What a blessing. What a privilege. My name is Joshua Corner. My wife's Hannah. Our four boys, I'll let them introduce themselves, and when they get up, Lord willing, we'll be able to sing a song for the glory of God. But we're the Corner family, looking forward to going to the Dominican Republic and sharing Jesus with those people, amen, a hurting and dying people, a lost people that need the Lord, just like it is here in North Carolina, amen. There's some over in the Dominican Republic, and we need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them, and we're excited about going and doing that. What a privilege, what an honor. Why are you going, amen? Why am I going? Let me share with you why the Lord's sending me. My name's Joshua. I was a young boy, about 10 years old, and I was up in Ohio, and I heard that story of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I was going to Vacation Bible School. I had the privilege to go to Sunday school, and maybe some of you all are Sunday school teachers in here. I want to encourage you to draw the net. Draw the net every Sunday. This is what my teacher did. She always asked, anybody want to get saved, raise your hand. So that was nothing special that day, but God was speaking to my heart. Let me tell you what, I heard that Jesus came from heaven. Hey, the Son of God came from heaven. I knew that he came down to earth, and I knew I offended a holy God. I know some of y'all might know that same thing too. And I knew that he was going to have a day of judgment, and I was going to have to appear before him. And I did not want to appear before him in all of my wickedness and all of my sinfulness. And I knew that God revealed that to me. I broke his commands. But he also gave me an opportunity that day, amen? He shared with me a gift of eternal life. He handed to me a gift of Jesus Christ. And he said, Joshua, what are you going to do with my son? And I knew that day, it was a special day, that when that Sunday school teacher said, anyone want to get saved? I knew God was speaking to me in a special way. I couldn't tell you what she said, but I knew I had listened to the gospel. I knew that God was impressing upon my heart that day. Am I going to receive this gift of eternal life? And friend, I did not want to go to hell. I knew that was a judgment. I did not want to go to that place. I also knew that God had a gift of grace and mercy for all that would humble themselves and come before him. And how'd you know all that as a young 10-year-old? Let me tell you, God's good. I've been learning a whole lot ever since that happened. But God shared that with me, and so I raised my hand. And friend, let me tell you what. She took me up to the preacher's study, opened the Word of God, and said, here's how you can get saved. And showed me in the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ how I could get saved. And I called on the name of the Lord that day, and he had mercy and saved me. Now, what's that have to do with me going to the Dominican Republic? Glory, hallelujah. I don't know if anybody's saved in here tonight or not, but what a blessing to be forgiven. What a blessing to know the God in heaven. What a blessing to be redeemed. What a blessing to have a brand new life, amen. And can I just go and share that with somebody? Huh? How about that? Let's just go and share that with somebody. So we've been, with the help of the Lord, we've been able to do that across the states, and now we're looking forward to going and doing that in the Dominican Republic. That's why we're going, amen. I wouldn't have a reason to stand up before you here tonight to bring my family to North Carolina. We wouldn't have a reason to do that had it not been for the Lord Jesus Christ, the God in heaven that had mercy upon me, and I can share with you the good news. He's a good God. Amen. He's a faithful God. You've already been singing about the goodness of God. You've already been giving thanks for all the blessings of God. I join you and give thanks to God for his goodness to us. So that's why we're going. That's why I'm even here before you, is because of what God's done for me. I have something to share with those people, and it comes from this special book. It comes from the Lord God in heaven, and what a privilege to be a part of that ministry. And so we're excited about doing that in just a moment. If you want to queue up the video, I'm going to share with you some of the things that God showed us. We got a chance to go to the Dominican Republic twice. We did not know where God wanted us to go. We were looking forward to missions. We had opportunity, just like you guys, on a Sunday night. Here comes a missionary, and we got to see him, and we got to visit with him at missions conferences, and God's used that in our hearts to draw us closer to him and say, hey, this is where I want you to go. So we knew we were going to be missionaries, just didn't know where. And we knew the time was coming. We're getting close to finishing up work. And we're praying, God, where do you want us to go? And we're praying, Lord, would you send us where the fields are wide and the harvest? And many of our church friends, amen, and family would ask, where are you going? And we'd say, I don't know, wherever the Lord leads. And so he led us, amen. I recommend to you that you go where God leads you. Amen. And it's going to agree with the Word of God. And so we're praying, God, would you send us where the fields are wide and the harvest? And in one Jubilee meeting in Perry, Florida, 2016, we got invited to go to the Dominican Republic. We didn't get invited to go to Africa. We didn't get invited to go to Iceland, but we did get invited to go to the Dominican Republic. I looked at my wife, and she looked at me, and we didn't know where that was, so we had to go look it up on the geography and find out where the Dominican Republic was, and we found out where it was in the Caribbean down there. And that was the first open door that God gave us. And let me tell you, friend, if we had another hour, I could share with you door after door after door of all the things that God did to open that path for us. And amen, when God opens the door, friend, I encourage you to just go ahead and step right through that door, amen. Because if you don't go through that door, you're not going to see the next one. And he did. God continued to show us day after day, moment after moment, how he's opened the door and sending us to that place. And what a privilege and an honor to do that. So we went to the Dominican Republic in 2016. The first time was just my wife and I. And we're, like I said, we were praying, God, would you send us where the fields are wide and the harvest? And those people in the Dominican Republic are hungry for the Word of God. And I can tell you that because I was there, and we passed out tracts. Amen. Hallelujah. We passed these things out. Now, they speak Spanish in the Dominican Republic, and but it didn't matter any different. You got Spanish tracts just like you get English tracts. But we did this in Ohio. We did this in Florida and New York. And oft times, I know sometimes you guys, when you hand them out, some people say, no thanks, and they turn you down. Some people turn away, don't even look at it. Some people receive them. But down in the Dominican Republic that week, amen, my friend, a lot of folks, I would say most of them, smiled. Huh? They didn't just receive the tract. They smiled when you handed them a tract. And then they said thank you. They said gracias. That's what thank you is in Spanish. They said gracias, and they smiled. And then some of them were reading the tract. I mean, we came back by, and they're reading what the John and Romans we just handed them. Friends, they're hungry for the Word of God. They're hungry for the truth. They're looking for the Savior. Amen. What a blessing and what a privilege. So God was showing us that as we went. So we're going to show you here a video, just a five-minute video, to give you an overview of what God's doing in our lives and get you to see some of the same pictures that we saw. And then I'll do a little bit more testifying after that. My family will come up and we'll sing for the glory of God. But y'all look and watch this video and see how the people responded to God's Word.
The Dominican Republic shares its beautiful island home with the country of Haiti. But beyond its border and geography, the Dominican Republic has little in common with its impoverished neighbor. It boasts a robust economy driven by recent growth in construction, manufacturing, and tourism. With an annual average temperature of 77 degrees, it is the number one tourist destination in the Caribbean. A geographically diverse nation, the Dominican Republic is home to both the Caribbean's tallest mountain peak, Pico Duarte, and the Caribbean's largest lake and point of lowest elevation, Lake Enriquillo. The country is also the site of the first cathedral built in all of the Americas, located in Santo Domingo's colonial zone. But having the first cathedral has not guaranteed a righteous heritage. Roman Catholicism still holds a majority sway in the country, and the cults are making inroads every year. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" To this needy land, Joshua and Hannah Corner and their four boys have heard and responded to this call of God. Their desire for missions has been honed in their hearts through ministering to the lost, searching the scriptures, and walking by faith. Joshua was saved out of a broken home at an early age while attending Sunday school. He had the privilege of attending a Christian school, which continued to nurture a desire for gospel ministry in his heart. Opportunities to preach, teach, and minister in his home church have allowed Joshua to seal the call of God to missions. Hannah was saved as a teenager after years of doubt and rebellion. The Holy Spirit used a simple tract to convince Hannah that she needed to have a real relationship with a real Savior. After meeting and marrying Joshua, the Lord confirmed in their hearts a desire for missions. They began to pray for wisdom as to when and where. It was a church mission trip to the Dominican Republic that answered the question of where. Jesus said, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." When the Corners arrived in the Dominican Republic, it did not take them long to see the great need, as well as the great opportunity before them. Street preaching and tract distribution became the most effective means of gospel ministry. The hearts and hands of the Dominicans were very receptive, and the sheer numbers of people encouraged the short-term missionaries. There was also opportunity for open-air evangelistic services, which were well attended. The Corner children also enjoyed being involved in many aspects of mission work. This gave them a great anticipation of someday calling this place home. Behind the veneer of tourism, the Dominican Republic seems like any other third-world country, There are many poor and impoverished Dominicans, but their greatest need continues to be salvation. The Corners rejoiced in the opportunity to give the living bread that would completely satisfy a spiritually hungry people. God used this short-term mission trip to confirm His call to the Corner family. They are following the Lord as He directs them to set their sights on long-term mission work in the Dominican Republic. Their goal is to plant independent, evangelistic New Testament churches in the capital city of Santo Domingo. This will be accomplished through Bible studies, evangelism, bus ministries, and working with national pastors to bring many Dominicans to Jesus Christ. A strong discipleship program will eventually turn each busload of nationals into a new church plant within the city. Repeating this process just a couple miles down the road will result in many churches being established in each suburb of the congested capital. The same could then be accomplished in various regions outside the Santo Domingo area as well. A door has also been opened for Joshua to be the Caribbean director and eventually train other missionaries to do the same church planting, not just in the Dominican Republic, but in other Caribbean countries. The Corner family is sent out by Fellowship Baptist Church of Panama City, Florida, and are serving through Trinity Fundamental Fellowship Ministries International, a ministry of Trinity Baptist Church in Ludowice, Georgia.
Hello, I'm Don Markham, pastor of Fellowship Baptist Church of Panama City, Florida. It's with great pleasure that I'm able to recommend Joshua Corner and his family. God has led Joshua and his family to serve the local community here at Fellowship Baptist Church, and they've shown a real love for the Lord and a dedication to reaching the lost for Jesus Christ. Would you please consider investing in the Corners ministry as they seek to reach the people of the Caribbean with the gospel of Jesus Christ?
The Dominican Republic is in many ways a tropical paradise, but behind this facade are a lost people that are hungry for God's word. Joshua and Hannah have seen this firsthand and are answering God's call. Will you pray and support them as they obey the Lord in bringing the life-giving message of the gospel to the Dominican Republic?
Amen. Praise the Lord. So you got to see some of the folks receiving the word of God there. I don't know if you noticed when they're on the motorcycles, they're willing to reach their hand out, even not even have to slow down and grab a hold. Some of the folks driving the vehicles, they would roll down their windows. Some of the other folks, there was a gentleman that went with us, and he went on a bus and handed a tract to the bus driver, and he asked, anybody in the bus want one? And they all raised their hand. I mean, just time and time and time again, there's a hungry people for the Word of God. There's a great need for laborers down in the Dominican Republic, and God showed that to us, and what a blessing and a privilege that we can go and do that thing. And so we're excited about doing that. Let me share just how God's just been so good to us. The Bible says in Psalms 107, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. I just want to share one of the good things that God's been good to us on here as we're on this journey of deputation. We were going with our boys in September to the Dominican Republic. We still weren't sure. God, is this where you want us to go? Is this not where you want us to go? We want to go where the Lord leads. Amen. And so we had the opportunity, just getting the tickets to come there was a blessing of God. I can share about that with you one time, but Monday, our boys arrived in the Dominican Republic, never been out of the country before, and we have four children, and so if we're going to be missionaries, amen, we need to bring our children with us, right? And so God was blessing them that week, and we got to bring them on Monday. Wouldn't you know, I hadn't orchestrated this, God had this all figured out, but our children got invited to go over to a missionary's house and play in the backyard with some missionary kids. The very first day they stepped in that country, what a privilege, what an honor. And it may not mean a whole lot to you, but it meant a whole lot to us for them to be able to do that. And God didn't stop. You got to see them go out and pass out tracts just like we did. They got to see the hunger and the thirst. They got to experience the language and the culture. They got to see the desire to go. And then on Friday that week, it was, well, you know how God does it, just so happened they're having the Caribbean director from BIMI just happened to be in the area, happened to be meeting with some missionaries, just happened to hear that we were there, and then invited us to come, and what a blessing. So our families got to go over and meet with these other missionaries there in Santo Domingo at a pizza party, and our boys again got to meet the same family that they had on Monday, plus several other families. And I know you know sometimes kids don't always get along, but our boys were just having a ball that day. And one of them came up to me and said, "Dad, I'm having a blast. I don't want to leave." And what a privilege. I know God was doing something really special for us that week. It's not going to be that way every single week. But I'm just sharing with you one of the ways in which God was so good to our family and showed us those things. It was that evening when I turned to my wife in the hotel there and told her, I said, "I'd be foolish to think God was sending us anywhere else." And she said, after all the things that he'd done and showed us and made clear to us, hey, this is where God wants us. He didn't want to send us to Alaska. He didn't want to send us to Africa. It was clear God wanted us to go to the Dominican Republic. And so here am I, amen. Now we know. Well, now the process begins. Once you know where you're going, friend, it's a whole lot. You got a lot to do. We need a sending church. We need a mission help day. How are we going to do deputation? What do we do? And God figured it all out. I'm here to testify to you. We're in our 10th month of being on the road. So God worked all those details out for us. And here we are at this church presenting what God's done in our lives. And God, I'll tell you, God's been faithful time and time and time again. Let me tell you what he did last week for us. What a privilege. What an honor. He's so good. I just want to testify God's goodness. We were at a meeting. There was a revival meeting in Alabama. And a good time of preaching, good time of singing, good time of fellowship, you know, staying up all hours, just having a good time around the table. And God was doing some mighty work in the people's hearts there. And so it was a Thursday afternoon service. And the preacher got up and he says, "I think we ought to take the Corner family on for support." We weren't expecting that. We weren't there to do any presentation or anything. We were just enjoying the meeting. Didn't have any other meetings to go to, just enjoying the meeting. And he said, "Hey, let's take the Corners on for support." And they voted on a Thursday afternoon service for that to happen. I'm just saying, God's just been good to us. Hey, that's not all. Let me tell you what happened Thursday night. Preachers preaching, amen, and God's moving in people's hearts, and what a privilege. We got to be in the service where one of the men in the church, amen, came forward and surrendered his life unto the Lord, just give his life to the Lord, and got saved that evening, amen. Thought he was serving the Lord, thought he had peace, but he got assurance, amen. He got in that night, and what a privilege and honor the same day that church took us on, just to watch how God's working and moving in people's lives. The same thing happened in January. We were in a meeting up there in North Georgia, and same thing happened again there. We came to North Carolina not long after that, and what a blessing, what a privilege. We got a message 3 weeks after we came to North Carolina, "We're going to take you on for support." Well, in that same church, you know, they had some mics that we went to on a Wednesday night, and they said, "Anybody want to give a report of what God's doing in their lives?" Well, in that night, on Wednesday night, one man came over and said, "I was in the prison. Two people got saved." Another man came up and said, "I witnessed this lady, and she brought three of her family, and all the family got saved." I'm just sharing with you, hey, God's good. In 2018, people are still getting saved. The gospel is still the power of God into salvation. And what a privilege to be a witness to what he's doing in people's lives, and what a privilege to be in the ministry and see that happening over and over and over again, especially this year. So I want to encourage you, go out and share the good news of the gospel. Be a part of this ministry. Amen. Do your part. And I see a lot of you are, and I'm encouraged by that. Hallelujah. But I wanted to share with you how God's been good to us and what's going on in our lives. And so you've seen a little bit of that. What are you going to do when you get to the Dominican Republic? Amen. Trust the Lord, right? Do what we did here. We were in Panama City in Fellowship Baptist Church. Lord allowed us to start a bus ministry there, start a Faith Bible Institute there. Lord allowed us to do children's church. Lord allowed us to preach on and on and on. What are you going to do when you get there? Amen. Let's just do the same thing. Just keep on preaching the Word of God, witnessing, being evangelistic, showing people how to get saved. And then what? And then teaching them those things that God's taught us. Hallelujah. Getting them involved in the same thing, discipleship. And then what? And then, well, in Dominican, it's going to be a little different. We're not going to stick around. All right? Well, once God sets us somewhere and gets something established, we're leaving. Amen. We're going down the road. And doing it again. Hey, we'll go back and visit and try to encourage. But hey, that's the point. God start these churches and we'll move on. He'll start some more churches and we'll move on. We just want to be an instrument for the glory of God and let those people in the Dominican Republic, amen, get worked through the Lord. Let the Spirit of God work in their hearts to work out what he wants to be done in that place, in that place. And be a help to them and be an encouragement to them. But God's sent us to the Dominican Republic to do that. Evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. So that's what we're looking forward to doing. Amen. Same thing we were doing here, but maybe moving on, right? So praise the Lord for that. If my family could come up now, we're going to do some singing. Y'all just worship the Lord with us. We're privileged and honored to have some boys that aren't ashamed to sing. Our youngest would love to be up here. Why don't you stand up, son, introduce yourself, even though you don't have a microphone. Speak with a loud voice there, boy.
My name's Jared, and I'm 11 years old.
All right. So he's my youngest. He usually sings with us, but he's not able to do that tonight, just a little under the weather. But the rest of you boys grab a microphone here. And go ahead, youngest to oldest, since we started with the youngest. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm Elijah, and I'm 13.
I turn 15 tomorrow. 2 days. I'm Nathan.
I'm Seth, and I'm 16.
All right, my beautiful wife, Hannah, we've been married for 18 years, looking forward to 19 here this year, and what a privilege and honor to serve the Lord together. Y'all worship the Lord with us as we sing unto the Lord. Some rejoicing in heaven over your soul. Amen. When the Lord had mercy on you, what a privilege.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. My light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, in the love of Christ. of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought by the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns and calls me home, here in the power of Christ.